Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all. We are so glad that you've decided to join us on the debut episode of Conclave Radio. I am Clint Johnson, and I'm joined by my good friend, Casey Hall. Casey, how are you doing today? And we are working on the good technical difference. Casey, are you there now? There he is. Casey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you doing? All right.
I'm doing wonderful. You know you're going to have some technical difficulties on the first time. I know I did, trying to make sure I got all the buttons pushed right and all that. So how's your day been so far? I guess we should introduce you to the audience. Of course, most people that will be listening are fellow Conclavians, as we call ourselves. But, Casey, right. You are a freshman at the University of Montevallo. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I go to University of Montevallo. I'm going to major in new media. I've been at Metro Church for pretty much all my life.
Now, so what is new media?
It's kind of like a bit of everything in the media aspect. It's like, at first I wanted to do graphic design, but then I found new media, which incorporates graphic design, but then it goes out in a bunch of other things involved in media and technology and stuff like that. Like, I know animation, Photoshop, video editing, and all those kind of things will be in there as well.
And you've always been a big media person ever since I've known you over the last 2 years. You're always have your hand in some type of whether it's audio or video or pro presenter. So you have which way that you lean more particular than others as far as media goes, like a preference?
I guess my biggest preference would probably be video and some sound because I've worked so much with the pro presenter and some other videos and a bit of editing here and there.
Well, all right. Well, Casey is hopefully, Lord willing, Casey's going to join us each week on our Conclave radio show, and we're excited about that. And if Casey's calling in, if you'd like to join us, you always can. I believe the number would be on your screen, but the number is area code 347-826-7088. And so what we want to do every week on the show is to kind of recap what we experienced last Sunday in Conclave, what we'll maybe be looking forward to the next week, and then if we have any kind of upcoming events and activities, and then maybe take some calls, and so that'll be exciting. So what is Conclave? Maybe you're listening and you're like, I have no idea what Conclave is. All I know is that's what they do when the Catholic Church picks a pope. They go in a conclave. So that's not what this is. How that came about was we started a college ministry at Metro Church here in Birmingham, Alabama. And we just did a funny promo video for it one time. And we were just thinking of another word instead of just Bible study or get together. And so one of the synonyms for it was conclave. And so just as a joke, you know, I said, oh, yeah. Conclave, yeah. So meet us at Conclave on Sunday night. Well, it just kind of stuck, and people liked it. And I would take pictures of our first get-together, and people said, oh, that looks like a fun conclave. And so that's kind of how the word came about. And this is a neat thing, you know, Casey, because, you know, we've got some of our fellow Conclavians are off to college, and so we've got some in Auburn. We have some in Oklahoma City. We have some in Chile right now, so that's pretty exciting. So hello to all of you that are abroad right now and out of city, out of state. They can't be with us physically every week, but we sure miss them, and we're glad we can connect with them this way, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
So last week, we're actually over the last 3 weeks, in Conclave, we've been looking at a book. We've been reading a book by Mike Foster, and it's called Wonder Life, A Not-So-Perfect Guide to Who You Are and Why You're Here. And last week, as we kind of started the week, I kind of just asked the question, you know, what have you thought? You know, we're 3 weeks out of 4 weeks in. We're starting to wrap things up. And so what do you think? And so I just kind of polled the room. And, you know, some people said it was things like it was challenging. It brought a lot out in me. It made me kind of be honest about myself. And Casey, what have you thought? You're 3 weeks in. What do you think about the book so far?
I really do enjoy the book. It has a lot about learning, but not just about like things around you, but about yourself too, which I really enjoy. Because it's not just one of those books you read. It's one of the books that you participate in. Like it says on the cover, like author by this person and yourself. I don't know. I really enjoy it because it helps you expand your knowledge about yourself and just doing things, life in general.
Yeah, there's not many books that you get that's for adults that also have pages for coloring, which was pretty neat. And then, you know, you'll have, what, 3 or 4 pages of kind of monologue, and you'll read kind of what's going on in the author's mind. And then you might have 6 or 7 pages after that that are kind of like worksheets, you know, things that are, you know, for instance, this week we've been talking about the subject, I'm honest about my obstacles and opportunities, and I live authentically and humbly with the truth of who I am and how God created me. And so you kind of go into a several-page monologue there, and then you'll have several, you know, worksheets there that exercises to help you explore your story. And the one that was really neat, and we didn't even talk about it last Wednesday, you just don't have time to really unpack everything in a 30-45-minute session, but it just showed a picture of a chair, just like a really comfortable chair, like you'd find maybe in your living room. And it says, this is an official rest stop. Breathe. Count to 10. Pray. Let the worry go. Repeat as necessary. You know, and it's, me and Lisa were talking not long ago about, we were in Sunday school not long ago, and some of the kids said, I need you to pray for me, you know, because of stress. You know, and we thought, oh my goodness, you know, a 15-year-old praying for stress. But it's so true, right? And, you know, teenagers have stress. We know college students have stress. And freshmen in college have stress, right, Casey?
No, of course. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so, you know, and so I found that. And, of course, you know, it's always this thing where you think, well, you know, when I'm out of high school, then I won't have any more stress. And then life will be great because I'm in college. And it's true. College is pretty great, right, Casey?
Yeah, oh, it's great, but the stress is definitely still there, that's for sure.
Yeah, so stress is there, stress is going to be there, and then you think, well, once I graduate college, then there won't be more stress because then I'm going to get a job. Well, no, then there's stress because you're going to try to find a job, and that's stressful. And then it's, well, now that I have a job, then life won't be stressful. No, then you got to start adulting, and you have to start paying for bills, and that's no fun. That's so fun, you know. So it just. Oh no, that's not stressful at all. And so you know, it just never ends. And so I really appreciated just the one simple page that just had a few words on it. Just said, "This is an official rest stop, and just breathe and count to 10, pray, let the worry go, and repeat as necessary." And all these exercises were done just to help us explore our story, kind of like Casey said. You know, it's not just a book that you read and you learn some, but like you said, it's about learning more about yourself. You know, and one of the pages, one of the things that I like that Mike Foster does in the book is he'll say, highlight or underline the parts with this quote that you like or perhaps disagree with. And I kind of just circled and underlined some parts that I thought was really good. And, I won't read the whole quote, by a man named Hugh McKay, and he says, wholeness is what we ought to be striving for, and part of that is sadness, disappointment, frustration, failure, all of those things which make us who we are. Happiness and victory and fulfillment are nice little things that also happen to us, but they don't teach us much. I'd like just for a year to have a moratorium on the word happiness and to replace it with the word wholeness. Ask yourself, is this contributing to my wholeness? And if you're having a bad day, it is. You know, and it's true, you know, life is not always just a box of chocolate. Well, I guess it is more of a box of chocolates. You don't ever know what you're going to get. Thank you, Forrest Gump. But it's not always roses and wedding cake. You know, sometimes it is disappointment and there's a letdown. And we live in a world with people and failures and people that let us down, and we let ourselves down, and we make bad choices and mistakes, and we have to live with them. And but all that is just a part of who we are. And I think what the chapter a lot of it was talking about is these things that happen to us is not it's not an obstacle. Instead, it's an opportunity for us to share. It's just part of our story. It's about, you know, how God was faithful to be with us in the midst of our obstacle, and even now that we're maybe on the other side of it. There's just so many things in there, and I just wanted just to highlight, because one of the things that we want to do is, because we have some that can't be with us every Sunday night for Conclave, what we wanted to try to do was kind of just highlight each week about some of the high points. And one of the things that we kind of mention every week when we have Conclave is we just kind of say, you know, it's kind of like the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And so we just welcome people to just really share their story and open up about it. And something that's been real interesting to me is when we started week one, it took a little bit of time to get people to warm up to the thought of wanting to share. And the second week it was a little more. And then I would say this past Sunday, people were really open and they were really wanting to converse and share about what was happening in their lives. And it was real funny. People said, you know, I've had this going on in my life in my past. And other people said, oh, me too. Me too. And so I think that's so good, is that when you can just kind of, sometimes we think I'm the only person that's experienced this in my life, and that's why my story doesn't matter. And then you find out there's seven other people that have. And so when you give that fear some light, some air, and you just let it out, and there's other people around you that want to say, man, you know, I've been in the same boat that you have. And then that's the way that you find out that our obstacle can be more of an opportunity. Does that make sense, Casey?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. That way, like, when people are speaking out more nowadays, you can compare the obstacles, and even from that, you could maybe get, like, an accountability partner and overcome those obstacles, or maybe find the opportunities in those. And you don't even have to, by that point, you don't have to do it alone, which is the best part, because you're going to find people who you relate to throughout the group and throughout the discussions.
And that's really interesting that you brought that up, because that was something that was mentioned this week, or this past week, I should say, in our reading on page 155, Wonder Life. He talks about my personal board of directors, and he says, create your own personal board of directors and write the name of a person in your life who could fit each description. And it was things like a coach. And so this person encourages you when you're down and helps you figure out solutions, or the connector. This person knows a lot of people and can help make introductions to new relationships. Or the cheerleader. This person loves to encourage and will cheer you in bad seasons and good ones too. And the challenger. This person won't allow you to lie to yourself and boldly calls you to do your best. They can be harsh, but still loving. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you can find a lot of that in one person, but it is more of a village of people. You know, I don't think I'd just want that one person that just told me the bold-faced truth about myself all the time and called me out on stuff. That might get all over us. So you need that, I guess you need that cheerleader in your life that just tells you, man, how great you are and how much they appreciate you. And I have a kind of person like that in my life, and every once in a while they'll just send, maybe once a week or something like that, they'll send me a text message, and they'll just say, hey, I appreciate your friendship. You know, let's go eat sometime. I'm so glad that we're friends. Just those kind of little things. And it's funny how far those just little texts here and there go. But you do also need that challenger, that person who says, man, you know, you know what you're doing is wrong. You know what's going on. You know you're holding back, or you know you're stepping over the line. But you know it's coming from a good place. I don't want that to come in from someone who, like we talked about last week or on Sunday, we don't want that coming from just anybody. Some people might get a fist in their face, I guess, if you don't, if you tell that to someone who you don't know and trust. But that's why it's important to have to be somebody that you know, right, and trust, and you know it's coming from out of love.
And the best part about that is too, like, you can have those friends, you can have the cheerleader, you can have the challenger. And the best part is you can also be the cheerleader and the challenger. It's kind of like a circle routine. You can be someone else's, or you can just be theirs as well. Which after that, I think it's like the butterfly effect, then everyone will start being a cheerleader or a challenger. Everyone will have those friends. And I really like that idea.
Well, yeah, because it can't just be about us. We live, we're
exactly
what we want to do, and specifically with Conclave, is we want to be community based. We want to be a community of, that's one of the things we said the first time we got together was, we don't want it to just be a social club where we can get together. Of course, that's happened, and we're hanging out more, and we're doing more things, and that's exciting, but it's got to be where we're a community, where we can feel like we can lean on each other, and that just comes with time. But if all you're doing is just letting people pour into you and you're not pouring into someone else, then that's someone's missing out on you and on the good things that you could say to them, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That builds friendships and bonds, which I like, instead of just, being in a small group listening to the lesson, a couple people sharing a story. I like that, where, everyone can be friends with each other, and that's where that cycle begins.
And so at the end of each chapter, we will have some kind of group discussions, and then he says, jump in, let's try some stuff this week. And one week it was wear your weird, and he wanted us to take pictures of maybe some clothing that we would normally not wear out in public and take a picture of it and to send it or hashtag it on Instagram or whatever. And this week he kind of does two suggestions, and so I want to throw that out before we kind of look ahead at next week and the upcoming weeks ahead. He wants us to honor someone online. And he says one of the most sacred things we can do as human beings is to recognize and find the good in others. So this week, post a picture of someone on your social media platforms and talk about your favorite qualities of that person. Share how they have impacted your life or simply how you love their smile. It doesn't have to be long. Just make sure to do it. It will mean a lot for the both of you. And then use the hashtag. And then the other is kind of what Casey was talking about. He wants you to pick your board members. So it says there's an old proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And so maybe that's the challenge for this week for Conclave Radio, would be to make sure you go find that board of directors. Maybe you already have the honest person, but you don't have the cheerleader. Or maybe you have the cheerleader, but you don't have the person that's going to really be blunt with you when you really need it. And so maybe that's something that we all need to look for over the next few days and pray and ask God. It's amazing when we ask him to show us those kind of people that it almost always happens. It's kind of amazing like that. It's like he answers our prayers. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's biblical or somewhere that God answers our prayers. But so next week is the last week of life mark of Wonder Life, and it's called I Am Fully Present in My Life. And it says I am fully engaged and participate in God's big and small miracles in my life. And I just want to read the first quote of the chapter, and then we're going to kind of look ahead to the next few weeks. It says, we all have two lives. The second one starts when we realize we only have one. That was by a guy named Tom Hiddleston. We all have two lives. The second one starts when we realize we only have one. So it's true, it's so cliche. You sound like you're a Hallmark card when you say it, but, this life really is precious, and it is a gift. And so the big things, the little things, and I've started to kind of use the phrase, yay, God, sometimes when I'm just amazed at some things that happen, because sometimes I might want to give myself credit for it or pat myself on the back, but instead I want to say, yay, God, and I just want to be thankful for all the little miracles that's that's happened in my life and in the life of others. So let's look, Casey, for the next few minutes. Let's talk about some exciting things that are going to be happening in Wonder Life, or not Wonder Life, in Conclave, I should say. You know, so tell everybody, if you're in the Birmingham, Tuscaloosa area, Casey, tell them how they can join us at Conclave.
Every Sunday night we're going to have Conclave, I believe it's 6. Yeah, 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God in the Beeham area. That's that's right off 459, or you can just follow us on social media. On Twitter, it's just Conclave Metro, at Conclave Metro. And we're also on Instagram. It's going to be Conclave_Metro.
And we would invite them to the group me, but I guess we need to reserve that because our group me is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's already taking up most of my day.
Yeah. I have all these great plans for my days off, and then GroupMe explodes, and then I don't get anything accomplished because all I'm doing is reading people's comments and questions. And but yeah, we would love for anyone in the Birmingham, Tuscaloosa area to join us on Sundays at 6.
Definitely.
And we're not above having to bribe people to come with free food, so we have free food. We have acoustic worship, and then just a time just to hang out. Sometimes we'll kind of hang out even after it's over, go to Starbucks or go get ice cream or whatever. So we just have a wonderful time. And over the next few weeks, it's going to be an exciting time at Conclave because we're having a guest speaker series. So we're wrapping up Wonder Life on Sunday. And then for the first 4 weeks in October on Sunday nights, we're having a guest speaker, which is very exciting, and just different people from the church that I think will just be able to pour into us and we'll be able to listen to them. And I told them that kind of anything goes. And so our first week is Dr. Tim Stone, who is a physician here in Birmingham and also attends the church. He's going to be speaking to us. On the 8th, Landon Jones, who's actually part of Conclave. I think he's actually listening live. So we're going, hello, Landon, who also helps lead worship at the church as well. Hi, Landon. And on the 15th, Pastor Mike Wellborn, who is the executive pastor and interim pastor of the church right now. He's going to be joining us. And then Haley Spates will be on the 22nd, and she helps lead the choir at our church. And she's also, of course, a member, a parent here. And so we're excited about hearing from all of our guest speakers. And then the last weekend, on that Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, that's the, kind of leading into Halloween, we're going to have a Halloween party at the Johnson residence, and we're going to have a costume contest. And I've already heard that people are already going to the store and buying their costume, and me and Lisa haven't gotten ours yet. So, Casey, you got any previews for what you're going to do?
Really? I've got a few good ideas, but I know I'm going to win, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that I have heard that same thing from several people. I mean, there are several people talking big game about this costume contest. I mean, people are like joining in tandems, and they're like, we're going to come as a little group. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm one for dressing up. There's not one Halloween where I haven't dressed up. People are always, you're too old. Nah, I got this in the bag.
Well, and then it's like, you know, we'll have a costume contest for our Halloween party, and then the church always has a trunk or treat, and you dress up for that. So are we talking two different costumes for two different occasions? And so it's all these decisions. It's like a whole other costume, but I'm really excited about seeing everyone and what they decide to come in. And we're going to have an independent judge come in and hang out with us that night, and so they can award the prize for the best costume. So that's going to be a lot of fun. In about a month from now. Well, what else do we need to talk about, Casey? Is there anything else we could chit chatter about before we shut this week down of Conclave Radio?
I don't know. I think we got it. We talked about Wonder Life. Talked about next week. Talking about if you wanted to join us at Metro Church, you can come over at 6 p.m. on Sundays. Or just follow us on our social media. Got Twitter at Conclave Metro or on Instagram at Conclave_Metro. Other than that, I think we might have got it all.
I think you're right. And I can call it a success. I mean, we had a little We had a little technical issues right there at the very beginning, trying to get all the microphone, the sound issues working. That's what happens when I do the technical part and Casey doesn't. So we probably should have switched it. But we're glad that that you decided to listen to us either live or on demand. If you liked it, be sure to follow it so that you can always get a notification when we go live each week or when it's available for download. Casey, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too, definitely. Thanks for having me, man. I'm glad I could join in.
All right, well, so no more school. You're done for the day, right?
Yes, sir, for today.
Excellent. All right, well, we hope everyone has a wonderful rest of your week, rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you next week for the next episode of Conclave Radio.
All right.